One more letter. The Igeris HaKodesh, the holy letters. This is letter 8901. And this is dated 26th day of Shvat, Tavshi Yud Aleph. And the Rebbe says, peace and blessing. So here, the Rebbe opens up, this is dated 26th day of Shvat, Tavshi Yud Aleph. The Rebbe opens up with peace and blessings. And the Rebbe says, in response to the letter that you're letting me know that they are suggesting to you a shidduch. They're suggesting a match for him. And the problem is that the name of the father of the girl is Avraham. And he's asking me, what is my opinion as far as the names go? Now, this person apparently, one of his names was also looks like Avram. It doesn't say here. So it doesn't say who the person the Rebbe is writing the letter to. There is something about not marrying that the father-in-law and the son-in-law should not have the same name. Now, I'm going to tell you, there is something very real about it. Now, you're making a...
No, I'm just...
Okay, but let me tell you, but I'll tell you why. We actually have it in our own family. And I'll tell you where the problem comes in. You don't realize it. You say, why not? Who cares? Now, one of the things is, first of all, let's do the same thing as by the wife. And your wife and your mother, okay, have the same name. Well, here we're talking about your husband, your father-in-law. Hold on. So, what happens is, in this case, this name, his wife's father is the same name as him. So it turns out when his wife will call him by his name, that's almost calling like her father. That'll be like a disrespect. You shouldn't call your father by your first name.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, or if your wife has the same name as your mother, right? Your wife has the same name as your mother. Then if you call her, you'll be calling your mother's first name, really. And, okay, that seems to be a smaller problem, especially if there is a second name. Again, this is all not from the letter, I'm just saying this. As if there is a second name, it's less of a problem because you can call her by the second name, like, or especially if she's known by the second name. But here comes the problem. After 120 years, once your mother, let's say, passes on, right? Like in my case, once my mother passed on, right? You wanted the kids to make give a name after her. Can't give the name because their mother has that name. So after that, you know, later on, you can't give a name because there's still, you know, a living person. You don't name after a living person.
And we have that problem in our family.
Yeah, the problem. So that becomes a problem.
My wife and her mother have the same Hebrew name.
See?
Oh, no, it's my wife. And I'm sorry. My wife and my mother.
That's exactly what I was saying here. So apparently, this person, this question asked the Rebbe what to do. It doesn't say clearly that this was the situation, but the Rebbe sends him off to various different seforim that say that it's okay, various different references. The Rebbe says, we follow the ruling of the Tzemach Tzedek. This is the third Lubavitch Rebbe. He says that since the names are not exactly the same, then we don't have to worry about it. So if they're not exactly the same names, we don't have to worry about it. But the Rebbe says you should set up that when you go up to the Torah and when you sign, you should make it permanent. Don't use the name Avram alone. Also use the other names that you have. Either two or one of them, at least. He said, because he had two other names in addition to that. So the Rebbe says to him, use the other names with Bracha. And I would be surprised, though, that he would not really have been getting his Aliyah LaTorah with all the other names. I mean, normally a person uses all of his names for the Aliyah LaTorah. The Rebbe said to him, maybe when he signed, maybe he just used to sign with one of the names. He doesn't have to put down all of his names over there. And all in all, the Rebbe didn't stop. Said that it's okay, that the ruling of the Tzemach Tzedek is what works, and therefore the Shidduch, he can go ahead with it.